Today's shiur mishnah beru yomi yisim in tafkuf yun. It says kama dvarim masur lasos biyomto veeza mehem utarim al yedei shinoi. He talks about aleph molin melilos. What is molin melilos? So look at the mishnah berurah aleph molin melilos perish. This means shabiyado yimlol achitim. See, the grain, the wheat, used to be like in its stalk, and the way you'd basically get the kernels out, you do one of the ways you would do it if the grain and the stalks is soft. So you roll the wheat, Johnson, you might remember this from Shabbos, you roll the wheat with your hands, kishahim rakim, when it's soft. Dahavi dash kala achayat, because that itself is non-normative disha. Disha you normally thresh with animals and different types of kalim. Here you're doing it with your hands, so that's an overall disha kala achayat. It's not super kala achayat, as we'll see coming up, but it's considered kala achayat, and therefore that's going to be good enough. Go back for a second to Shulchan Aruch. Molin melilos. You can go ahead and you could roll the kernels of grain out of its stalk. Umefarchin kitnios, and also break the kitnios from its pod. Kidarkon biyomtov. With your hand, you could use your hand to do this because it's a basic shinui, basically achayat. So when he says kidarkon biyomtov, it means it's kidarkon for doing it with your hand, as opposed to on Shabbos. Now go back to the Mishnah Brura, in the middle of Sifkatan Aleph. Ubeshabbos tzarach shinui b'melila. You need to have even a shinui in the actual melila itself. The hainu berashay yatzboso. You have to do it with your fingers. Kemosha kasav simen shinyu test. Uvi yomtov shu rotza la'ochlan. By yomtov, when he wants to go in and eat these kernels or cook them or whatever it is, lo gazru, they weren't gozer. Zeu shu kasav kedarkan biyomtov. That's all it meant by kedarkan, because it's still overall a shinui in that you're doing melila with your yad. Because regular disha kedarka, regular disha and threshing, if you use the actual, let's say, animals, whatever they would use for disha, that would be malachas avoda. That would be, we have a, for example, even schita, which is disha, is malachas avoda, not considered malachas ocha nefesh. But this type of activity is defined as malachas ochal nefesh. Okay, it's basically disha kilachayad, which for malachas ochal nefesh, they weren't gozer at all in demanding you go ahead and do it with your fingers. Sifkatan beis umefarchin kitnios haynu asharvitin. That's like the pod, that's the outside of the kitnios of the legumes. Umoti azera mehen. You take and you take out the inside, the seeds. Sifkatan gimel kedarkan biyomtov. So you can do it normally, just roll it with your hands. However, yesh machirin dafka b'shinui. However, there are those that are machmir, like on Shabbos, and you have to go in and use rashi etzbaosav. Once again, you'd have to go ahead and use your fingers if you were going to be moilin melilos. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. U'ma'apeach ma'at ma'at v'ochel. And what you do is you blow it a little bit, meaning in terms of spreading out all the junk, you could blow it and eat it. I mean, that's a way you can be borer it by just blowing and eating it. V'afilu v'kanen v'tavchoy. And you could even use non-borer type kalim, which is normally usher and borer. On Shabbos, asa midrabanan, you could use that. Avalo betavla, velo benapa, velo bechavra. But you can't use the regular borer utensils of tavla, napla, bechavra. Look at the Mishnah Brura, sifkatan dalad, afilu bekanon betamchui, mevur leel besim and shin yutes sifav, ayin sham. That's asa midrabanan, as you remember, in borer, that's what's called a kli, that they asa midrabanan, are being a kli, using a kli for borer. It's not a classic borer utensil. On Shabbos, they answered it. Yom Tov Vekilo. On Yom Tov, they would make it. Sifkatan Hei, Avalo Betavla. But they can't use the regular borer utensils. Why? The Mechzi command the Avod Tzarech Machar. Because that basically has the appearance of doing what? Of doing this borer for the next day, not for that day itself. She'ein Derech Lasos Bekelum Halalu Ela Harbe. Because the Derech with such Kelim is of an industrial nature to do a lot of it, and therefore, even if you're going to be doing it for that day, it has the appearance of doing it liyamim rabim, and therefore there is no heter. And now in Sif Beis, he's going to get into the real borer, halachas of borer on Yom Tov. Sif Beis, haborer kitnius b'yom tov, borer kerdarko b'cheko uvatamchoy. When someone is borer the actual kitnios, after again, now we're talking about where it's already out of the husk, it's already out of the pod, whatever it is, and now you have these kitnios, and you want to be borer the kitnius from the psoles on Yom Tov. You could be borer kedarcho. You could do a regular borer becheko, but if the stuff is on your lap, and you could use a tamchoi. You could use once again these non-borer kalim, something that would normally be usher on Shabbos, right? You can't, on Shabbos, you can't be borer psoles mitoch ochel, you know, you can't be borer kedarko, and you can't even do ochel mitoch psoles if you're going to use a what? A tamchui, if you're going to use even a non, also be rabban, even to use a non-borer kli, but that's all okay on Yom Tov. Im rotza la'achlo bo b'yom, if you want to go ahead and eat it on Yom Tov, that which you're being borer. Aval, once again, lo b'tavla v'lo b'nav l'chavra. But you can't use the regular borer utensils even on Yom Tov. Even though l'chari, you'd say, hey, it's, you know, the sort of chachal nevesh, you can't use the borer utensils on Yom Tov. Let's see. Sif katan vav, borer kadarko. You can be borer regularly, meaning you can even take psoles mina ochel. Bein sarach l'shanos l'vor ochel mina psoles. You don't have to go in and do it differently and take the ochel from the psoles. The kevan sha ochel meruba, since the ochel is more than the psoles, uki l'kame, it's even better to take the psoles. Why? Tov l'mayit b'tircha. It's good to minimize the tircha. V'livvor ha-psoles u'mua. And take the psoles, which is a small amount. It's a very minimal tircha. Get rid of the shtickle psoles. It would ordinarily be usher on Shabbos. It would be malacha gemura on Shabbos. But this is, again, this is mutu l'tzarech ochel nefesh. And it's even better to take the psoles when the psoles is less than the ochel, because there's less tircha involved. Tifat and zayin imrotza la'achlo bo bayom. If you want to go ahead and eat it, the Ramah had said on that day itself. He says, lo asi lafuke yindaita lechel macha. He's not really coming to exclude if his das is to eat it the next day. Because that's for sure, he says. For sure you can't go ahead and do it from to be making it from one from Yom Tov to the next day to do any malacha. Any malacha zochel nefesh can't, the most classic malacha zochel nefesh, even, right, bishul, you can't go ahead and do bishul for the next day. So that's not what's coming to be my El Ashmeina. What's coming to teach you is tafilu ein daito lechol alter kiyim liachazman. He's coming to tell you that as long as you want to eat it on that day, even if it's going to not be right away, because what is one of the requirements on Shabbos for Borer? That it's miyad, that it's la'alta, you're going to eat it right away. You can't go ahead and be Borer for later in the day, or from Friday to Shabbos morning. But when it comes to Yom Tov, no, as long as it's a Borer for that day itself, that's considered l'tzarech ochel nefesh, and it's okay, and it can be psoles mitoch ochel, even for later in the day. If you do it for later in the day, on Shabbos, even when you're taking the ochel from Soles, you'll be chayiv if it's Soles from Ochel. But on Yom Tov, you can take Soles from Ochel, as long as it's less, and it's less of a tircha, and you can do it even for later on in the day, as long as it's not for after Yom Tov. Why? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Ain Yisr Borer B'Yom Tov B'Zeh Minat Torah. This is even bechlal borer like this is not minat Torah. Kevan shehu tzorech ochel nefesh bo bayom, since it's tzorech ochel nefesh for that day. Ukeofa umevashel dami, and it's like you're baking and you're cooking. It's totally okay. Rak b'navra b'napa b'chavra asru chachamim. By napa b'chavra the chachamim asur mishum demechzi kamanda over the tzorech machar, because it looks like you're doing it for the next day. The derech breira bekelim, because the normal breira borer is bekelim. Halalu la la sos liyamim harbe. These classic borer utensils are for yamim rabim, and therefore you would not be able to do it. Ukaboshik asavnu la'el besif aleph. By the way, this is why they say, for example, even people, let's say, that might be machmir when it comes to, let's say, peeling a cucumber on Shabbos, even though it's considered like one ochel, you know, use a peeler on a cucumber on Yom Tov, so there for sure you could be makel because you have many tzedakim, and maybe you could even go ahead and use a peeler on Shabbos because the whole thing is one cucumber and it's really like peeling cucumber from cucumber. And for sure you'd be okay and be able to use a peeler on a cucumber on Yom Tov. Okay, but again, a classic borer utensil is definitely problematic. Let's move weiter. Now. There are, like, for example, when it comes to something like, you know, a sieve for, like, noodles. So if you couldn't go ahead, let's say, and do it because, let's say, the noodles are fresher on Yom Tov. So there, you know, many say that's okay because that's not considered a kli. That's more of like a kanun v'tamchui type kli because it's not something that's, you know, has that projected liyamim rabim. But again, that's, you know, that's what the poskim, you know, mainly say. But again, it has to be a situation where it was not efshar la asoso biba od yom, because even if it's, remember, Melechez Ochal Nefesh, you can't do it in its normative way if it was Efshel Asosu Mibod Yom. Then we move right there in the Shulchan Aruch. Bamed Varamamurim Kesha Ochal Meruba Ala Psoles. When are we saying? We're saying when the Ochel is more than the Psoles. And in that case, when you take the Psoles out of the Ochel, there's less Tircha. Avalim Aisah Psoles Meruba Ala Ochel, but the Psoles was greater than the Ochel, then Boreh HaOchel Umeiniach HaZap Psoles. Then what you do is you go ahead and you take the Ochel, you leave the Psoles, because that's less Tircha. And that's what he points out in the next statement. V'maya Torach B'Breiras HaPsoles. And even in a case where there's more Ochel, if there is greater Torach in taking the Psoles Mina Ochel, Yoser, more than Mitorach B'Breiras HaOchel Mina Psoles, more than taking the Ochel and the Psoles. Let's say, he'll give you an example, if the Psoles is very, very dark, very tiny and thin, might be more Tircha in taking that out, so then that would be a problem as well. Afal Pisha Ochel Merubi, even if the Ochel is greater, in those cases, you should Boreh HaOchel U'Meniach HaPsoles, because there is less Tircha involved. But in principle, if the Psoles is less than the Ochel and there's less Tircha involved, that's actually the way you should go, to have as little Tircha as possible. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Ches, Ki Hasha Ochel Meruva, Da'az Tov Yoser, Livvor HaPsoles, Shet Tirchasa Me'uta. It's better to go ahead and take the Psoles because the Tircha is less. That's in a case when the Ochel is more. And then Shavim become Muslim. If they're equal, then Borer Eza Me'am Sheyirta. You take whichever one that you choose because they're equal, 50-50. Achein Imu Ochel Hudak. However, let's say it's 50-50, but the Ochel is more tiny and harder to take out. Then obviously you Borer HaPsoles, you take the Psoles out. Sifkatan Tes, Torach Yoser. He says if the Torach in taking the Psoles is greater, even though the Ochel is more, Kegon Shapsoles Hudak Ma'od, where the Psoles is very tiny. It's very difficult to go ahead and take this thin, little, tiny psoles out of, even though it is the significant minority. It's hard to get it out. So then you take the ochel. Let's finish up the Ramah. The Ramah, the luzim ubotnim shenishtabru v'adayin b'klipayim. If you have a situation where you have hazelnuts or peanuts that are cracked, but they're still in their shell, that's a situation where lo mikriya klipa psoles. The klipa is not really considered psoles because it's still attached. Because this is very normal and they're mixed together and they're connected, so it's totally going to be okay. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Yud, Lo Mikri Haklipa Psoles. It's like one entity. And in any way in which you're going to go ahead and get the ochel from its klipa, whether taking the ochel from the klipa or the klipa from the ochel, it's all tikkun ochel bi'almahu. It's all normative way of preparing the food, the ochel levror, and you can take one mechavero ezeh sheyitza any which way. Still, al tircha, you should still do whichever is easier to take off. Again, if it all remains equal, do what you want, but if one's easier, you should do the one that is easier. It's very interesting from this Mishnah Berurah. Dirshu points out that, let's say, you know, the whole issue of, let's say, bones and fish, many want to learn from here that, you know, once the bones and fish, since they're still attached, so you can view it as min echad, even though once they're detached, they're viewed as psoles, you could possibly view it as min echad when they're attached and they're basically, you know, broken apart. You know, so that would be another added reason why one would be able to, amongst other things, take the bones out and things like that. Now, what the post can bring up here is, how do you take psoles from ochel if psoles itself is mukta? So how do you take psoles? So the chiddush is that, and this obviously is what's required when you have a situation in these scenarios where the ochel is meruba. And since the ochel is meruba, so then the psoles in that mixture is viewed as batel. And therefore the actual taking of it is not tilpul mukta, because the whole thing is viewed as a mixture of ochel with psoles, which is batel to it, because it's the minority. But then once you take it, obviously, and you have to take it and, you know, and chuck it, because then, you know, you have mukta. Again, some want to say you have to chuck it right away. Others say, again, you could take it and you know, move it to wherever you got to move it to throw it away. But obviously, afterwards, the psoles is psoles, which is mukta. Gimel, ein misanin in achardel b'minisnenes shelo. You can't go ahead and drain or sift out the chardel in its sifter, the masnenes shelo. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Ein misanin nachardel. Why? The mechsei kibayre, because that looks like bayre. Even though when it comes to the chardel, the other stuff connected up to the chardel is also ochel, Still, it's matzah keborer because you're using this drainer. Shemashlech al yedei ze hasubin shelo, because you're chucking the subin, the brand from it. Aval bomer mamish lo havi shegam apsolus roi lachil. Because here the psolus is roi to be eaten. Sifkat and yedbeiz b'masnenes shelo in its own type of sifter. B'masnenes shelo lechayra mashma mize de'im misanein al davar acher shelo kedarcho muter. He says if you go ahead and you sift it out and you drain it out with something else, not kedarko, that's going to be permitted. Because they only were asked by nava v'chavra mishum shekein derech b'rei raso, because that's the normal way they're b'rei and during the week. Kasav magen Avram dim lo aya efshar l'sanei merav yom tov. Others say if you're not able to go ahead and do this draining on erev yom tov, muter l'sanei nafilu v'misnenes, you could even use the misnenes, the sifter, the drainer, and that's what we basically talked about before. And when it comes to noodles in water that was cooked in a way that it gets finished cooking on Yom Tov, so Rav Yoshev basically paskas that it's mutter on Yom Tov, even if you're going ahead and draining it out in a regular sift, sieve that you use and drainer that you use during the week, because there was no way to go ahead and lasananam to go ahead and drain out the water from before Yom Tov, because it was not yet cooked. Okay, let's try to finish up over here. Ve'ein mematkin oisoy begachelas shel eitz. You also can't go ahead and sweeten the chardal, the mustard, with coals, wood coals. We just had a serious queue up in Meiron with wood coals. Aval b'shel matachos mutter. However, with coals made out of metal, meaning burning hot metal, piping hot, red hot metal, that would be okay. What's the chiluk? Look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif katan yigimel v'ein nematkin oisob achelas kedera sheregimel b'chol. That's the normal way they sweeten up the chardal during the week. Laniach b'tocho, to put a gacheles, but to put this coal inside the mustard, ayidechein nismatek, it sweetens it by going ahead and putting in this coal, red hot coal, yudalid shel eitz, of eitz. Mishum, what's the problem? The problem is, it's kibui. When you go ahead and put the coal in it, it's going to burn it out. But what do you mean? It's a tzorech ochel nefesh, so it should be okay. Nah, this is the type of thing, ha'ev shalasso, so me'edmol. You could have done this yesterday. You don't have to go ahead and sweeten the mustard on Yom Tov. V'asru midrabanan, and therefore they asked midrabanan, u'lefi zeh, im i'ev shalasso, so me'edmol. And according to this, if it was impossible to do it, for whatever reason, before Yom Tov, you'd be able to go ahead and sweeten it with the wood coals. There are those, however, that are machmir, shafil boven zeh, ein lasos kimal yidei shinui. Even in this scenario, you should go ahead and do it and go ahead with sweetening it with the coal via some type of shinui, even if efshar lasoso me esmol. We finish up now. The last Mishnah Brura, sif katan tes vav, bishel ma tachos mutar. However, you could use a metal one. Deineno boer, but like a kibbutz midaraisa, because there's no real burning there, and there's no kibui minatora on this red hot metal. V'yafal gav the yeshbo iser kibui midrabanan, even though it's asa midrabanan, because it is considered this red hot metal is considered a kibui midrabanan. They were matir mishum simpos yamtiv, itir mishum simpos yamtiv. V'mutter al yedei avanim, and if it's mutter via doing this via stones that are red hot, ayim achzah shekel. V'kasa magen Avram the mahay taima. Magen Avram says that based on this, mutter litain shpud shel matochos meluban l'toch mashke kidei sheyischameitz imroi l'shtoso b'vayom. Based on this, you'd be able to take a red hot spit that is burning red hot and put it in a drink in order to go ahead and like get it bubbling up if you want to drink it on the Yom Tov itself. Those that actually aser going ahead and cooling off metal minatira midaraisa, there is no kula ayin sham. Have a great day, men. Great to be back.